The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to another edition of Amazing Stories from Skid Row, brought to you by Union Rescue Mission, where we don't just change moments in time, but we transform lives. Our host is Union Rescue Mission President and CEO, the Reverend Andy Bales. Andy's special guest is Anna Perez. She is Union Rescue Mission's Human Resource and Recruitment Specialist. Ah, welcome, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. I always enjoy when we meet with our new hires and hear everybody's story, but today we want to hear your story. Love to have you go back as far as you'd like and tell us your journey to the doors of working at Union Rescue Mission.
Well, thank you, first of all, for having me here as one of your guests. It really is a privilege and an honor. And, my journey just starts with asking the Lord to direct me, to guide me, and just to give me just direction. And at that one time, I just was at a loss where I was like, Lord, what is my purpose in life? Mm. Like, what is it that you want me to do while I'm here on earth, Lord? And so I prayed about that. And there was a time where I was helping in different ministries at my church. And I started with the wedding ministry, then garden ministry, then I started helping other ministries, taking individuals who were ill, mm-hmm. Maybe to their cancer treatment, or just going to the Meals on Wheels, children's ministry. I love being a part of the children's ministry. I also was a part of women's ministry, where I'm still a part of. And I just saw the love and the joy that individuals had. If I ever needed prayer, I could just go to those individuals and just ask for prayer. And the Lord would just give me the peace that surpasses all understanding. Mm. And I remember saying, Lord, oh my gosh, it would be great if I could work in a Christian organization. I would love that, Lord. Years went by, and, you go through your trials in life, mm-hmm. and if we don't go through those trials in life, we don't seek God. We tend to look at what the world has and how we get to focus more on the issues and the problems that, that life, just gives you.
Throws at
but
us.
When you have the Lord.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I said, what life throws at us. Yeah. It's crazy.
Right? Mm-hmm. He throws them at us. And then, what do we do? Do we focus on what's going on around us?
Right.
Or do we, focus on the Lord? So long story short, I chose to focus on the Lord, and the Lord just gave me so much peace. And he opened doors, he closed doors, and boy, did that hurt. Mm. But, he opened other doors where I had the opportunity to just serve the community. I was in the education field for a while. And then the Lord closed that door, and then that was hard. But, the Lord opened another door where I was able to work for the California State Senate. And I was there, and he allowed me to serve the community. I was a field rep for a year. Then the legislator that was there at the time promoted me to his director. And that was just God sent. The Lord just really used me there to pray for the people in need. You know, when you work for the legislator, you really get to see you're like their last resort for many people, maybe who are losing their home,
yeah.
or just maybe the elderly who need help with just different facets of life, Social Security, their DMV, because we had a really good relationship with Congress, good relationship with our LA County supervisors, and therefore we just knew where to direct them.
Yeah.
So that was God's plan.
What year was
and
that?
So then after that, that was in 2014 to like 2018.
Okay.
Yeah. Not too long ago.
Wow.
All right.
Yes. And so. So, yeah, so I was able to serve in that capacity. Then my boss at that time, unfortunately, did not get reelected. And so I was out of work for a while. But then one day he tells me, hey, Anna, you know, I'd like for you, I got this position, and I'd like for you to help me, you know, just transform this office. The Lord just allowed me to learn so much in this position, you know, and I'm going to share it. It was at a cemetery district.
Wow.
I said, now that I know, I'm like, you know, I've learned everything I never wanted to know about a cemetery. And so
help me
I just
understand.
Learned so much.
Help us
yes.
all understand, what does it mean to have a cemetery district?
Yes.
Yes. So a cemetery district, it's under actually, it falls under one of the, it's a government agency, I guess you want to say. It's kind of overseen by the LA County Board of Supervisors, and it falls in district, and I'm thinking it's still there, District 4, which is under Supervisor Janice Hahn.
Okay.
And so it's over... Yeah, so it's overseen by the LA County. And so being that my former boss was a legislator at the time, he had like all the experience to really make this place work. So I helped him bring this place together. Of course, he just was so knowledgeable that he gave me the opportunity to work with him. You know, the Lord stirred in my heart just human resources. So I started taking courses in human resources. I already have my degree in administration, educational leadership. And the Lord just stirred in my heart, just human resources. And I'm like, Lord, I don't know why you're putting this in my heart, but I'm going to take courses. I'm going to take the management courses. And so I did.
I love it.
Then time goes by. Then I meet up with one of my friends at my nephew's graduation. And she started sharing how she just loved her job. She just loved working at her job. And I asked her, so where do you work? And she says, oh, I work for the Union Rescue Mission. Really? So she started sharing how, you know, the environment where she worked and how just everyone just loved the Lord and how the lives of individuals who went through so many obstacles were just changed and transformed.
Aww.
And how many of them were hired in the organization. And it just intrigued me. Like, honestly, I was just, wow, Edith, if there's ever a position available, just let me know. I would love to work for an organization. I've always prayed, and I shared with her what I had thought of when I was in ministry, which I'm still involved in ministry. And I said, I would love to work in an organization that's Christian-based.
Yeah.
And just to share the love of God with others and just to be able to just share his word if the doors open, just to share his word and just to give others hope, because there's so many people who have lost hope.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh my goodness, the Lord is just so powerful. And if we just seek him and just rejoice in him and be glad in him, you know, it's
yeah.
just amazing.
Yep.
And just to know that all things work together for good for those who love God.
Romans 8:28, yes.
His purpose. Oh my goodness! Yes,
I know that one well.
Yes, right, and you know, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's the verse.
Yes,
and lean not on your own understanding, and all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. And if we just like really just understood and just poured into people's hearts, we may be in a season where we just plant the seeds.
Yep,
or maybe we could be in a season where we just water it.
Yeah.
I don't know. So she's like, okay, you know, if it ever comes up, I'll let you know. Time went by, and this was, I want to say, that was like before COVID or during COVID, but anyway, after COVID, you know, she texted me. She's like, you know, Anna, there's a position that's available that's open. She goes, and because you have a strong foundation in the Lord,
mm-hmm.
so involved in different ministries at your church.
Well, hold on to that. Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought,
sure.
Because we've got to take a break. But when we come back, you're going to give us that list of yes.
Okay.
Yes, and
we'll do that.
We look forward to hearing it. So hold on to that thought. For additional information about Union Rescue Mission's programs and services, and how you can help, visit us online at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages. You're listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. Homelessness is devastating communities nationwide, but nowhere more than right here in Los Angeles. Los Angeles is now the homeless capital of America, but Union Rescue Mission is trying to change that. Did you know that many homeless families did not choose life on the streets? Many are victims of circumstances that spiraled out of control. But Union Rescue Mission's CEO, Pastor Andy Bales, says, whatever the reason is, really doesn't matter. Each one is in great need of God's love.
We are carrying out the words of Jesus Christ, and we're shining a bright light in a very dark place. I know our precious guests see our love as we receive so much back from them.
Become a hero for hope when you automatically give each month, or a one-time gift of $250. You will also receive a special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. The Union Rescue Mission, together with you, bringing hope, healing, and transformation to the streets of Los Angeles. Go to urm.org/KKLA. Now, let's get back to more Amazing Stories from Skid Row with host, the Reverend Andy Bales.
All right, I was going to say, Anna, not too much time passed because not long after Yalen came, you came.
Mm-hmm.
So it couldn't have been too long.
Oh, wow, that's... It's been such a blessing. You know, I just get so excited to share what the Lord has done in my life when it comes to work, because I just think, like, how can individuals not believe that there's a God? He's so powerful. And if it's His will, He will just direct you where He wants you to go. And that's what He's done. I've gone to the point in my life where it's like, Lord, if it's Your will, Lord, then open the doors. If it's not, then close them. Close them shut. Because I know that that your plans are better than mine.
Yeah.
Right? Like Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
Yes.
Yes. Says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil to give you a
hope,
future and a hope.
A future and a hope. That's it. My God.
So tell us.
You know, that's my.
Yeah, tell us. I know in your women's ministry at church, last I remembered, you were getting ready for a big event. How did that go?
Oh, my goodness. That was all the Lord. The Lord just blessed the women that attended. We had about 200. We had about 200 ladies.
Wow.
That did attend. Honestly, we were expecting maybe 100 ladies. The Lord doubled it.
I was expecting 300 the way you were getting ready for
really,
it.
You know what it is that we had purchased all the refreshments, the beverages, and the food that we were going to supply for the ladies. I'm like, Lord, and we just prayed, Lord, multiply it, Lord, multiply it.
Break it, bless it, and multiply it. Yes.
Yes. I mean, Sunday we were like at 120. By Friday we were at 200. Like, Lord, please multiply it. And He did. He did. It was so amazing. The focus of this event is called Let's Talk. I do go to the Ark Montebello, and I just want to say hello to Pastor Pancho and his wife Millie Juarez, who are just wonderful leaders.
Aww.
And they just are just so kind. And they, Millie has had a vision for the women of the Ark Montebello, where as you know, generations come together, and we build community, and we just see the most experienced, I guess you can say, with the walk of the Lord, will mentor the younger girls and just love on them, because this world is so, it's not what it used to be before.
Yeah.
And so That was the goal, that we just fellowship with one another, that we break bread with one another, but at the same time that we disciple not just the younger generation, they disciple us as well.
Yes, yes.
And so it's like a cross, you know, it just crosses. And so long story short, the focus was why does God say wait? And we had phenomenal speakers. We had a panel. They just talked about their journeys, their struggles while they waited. There was one speaker that talked about her, you know, she was a pastor's child, and she went through major struggles, but the Lord pulled her out of it. And now she's, you know, married, and she's happy, and the Lord just has met her and pulled her out from all the journey when she was out in the world that was not of Him.
Yeah.
We had a girl who also had cancer. She prayed for joy, and the Lord gave her that joy during her time as she went through cancer, and that was phenomenal. We had a 20-year-old girl, young girl, who also talked about her journey living in the world and her mom being Christian, but her mom never I never spoke to her in a rude manner about going, being out in the world, but always loved on her regardless. Yeah. Even if she and her daughter would go out there, she always loved on her. And then we had one mom who had her who had been waiting on her answered prayer for 18 years. Her son struggled with meth. He also was an LGBT son. It was in that community. But the Lord just transformed his life.
Yeah.
And now he serves the Lord with all his heart. He's in worship. He's married to a beautiful wife. And it was just answered. It was just
answered prayer. It's the God we serve.
Yeah.
It's the God we serve.
I'm glad I asked you about that big event. So you're in recruiting, and I know we're short of people
right.
in a lot of areas.
Yes.
What's your best way of, you've got a captive audience now of many people listening. What would you say to them about coming to work at Union Rescue Mission?
Yeah, you know what I'll say? We just had a TB screening.
Right.
And on this last week, we also had them read the screening, correct? Mm-hmm. There were two nurses here. And the nurses said, I have never come into an organization where everyone is so happy and so kind. I feel so welcomed. I feel like my heart is full.
Aww.
So what you're saying is, even though we
never
had
been here,
right.
we had so few nurses and people were waiting in line for a while, they could have complained, but they all just had a great fun time in the hall and carried on, right?
Andy, it was phenomenal. It was just like, it filled my heart to hear her or hear both ladies speak about the Union Rescue Mission.
Awesome.
And I told them, you know, this, I am so blessed to work in this organization that transforms the lives of so many individuals who have lost hope.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, everybody that works here has... I remember when I first started
Hang on,
here.
You've so said it all, so, so when we come back, I want you to say how they can get in touch with you if they're interested in working. So
right.
We'll be right back.
And also a comment on Angela's house, too, as well. So, all right. We'll be right back with more right after these important messages.
Thank you for listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. You may have heard a story that touched you deeply or even broke your heart. The truth is, most of us will never know what it's like to be on the streets, sleeping on a sidewalk, wondering where the next meal is coming from, freezing in the winter and unbearably hot in the summer, without hope. The caring staff at Union Rescue Mission does. We know that as the compassion of Christ shines through us, lives are changed and hope is restored. That's why we are dedicated to the thousands of men, women, and children experiencing homelessness in downtown L.A. We'd like to invite you to help us complete the circle of acceptance, redemption, and transformation. As little as $22 a month feeds a family of four a hot, nutritious meal. And when you mention KKLA with your monthly or one-time donation of $250, you'll receive our very special gift, Union Rescue Mission's book, Stories from Skid Row. Thanks for listening. To give, go to urm.org/KKLA. That's urm.org/KKLA.
let's get back to more amazing stories from Skid Row.
So, Anna, how can I find out about jobs at Union Rescue Mission and get a hold of you?
So all you have to do is go to urm.org/careers/, and you'll find all the positions that we have available. You just go ahead and click on the one that you feel most qualified or you're interested in, and please just submit your resume and complete all the information, and then it will be reviewed and directed to the hiring manager. Ah. And everyone is welcome to apply.
All right. Thank you. And Kitty had a question about Angela's
House. What do you think about our Angela's House, our bridge housing over in South L.A.?
It is wonderful. It is wonderful to see how so many families have been served, and just with so much love and kindness, and they just are just filled with just blessings. And the program itself, just the bridge itself, it's just one of a kind. And honestly, it really is a blessing to work here and to just be a part of what the Lord is doing with this organization and doing in the lives of every single individual that works here,
yeah,
and the individuals and the guests and clients that we serve.
Amen. Amen.
So do you have a moment to share what was life like for you before Christ?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Before Christ, I was empty, full of fear, anxiety, not knowing what the future would hold. I was thinking, like, what if, the what ifs, the what ifs. Mm. But I know that the Lord is the Almighty, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. Mm. It's like He is in control of my life. He is in control of every step that I take, yeah, and He is in control of the direction that I go. So it's just, I'm just so filled of hope, filled of love, filled of blessings, and I just can't wait to see what the future holds.
Amen.
Well, you really are a contrast, because I don't get any of that anxiousness or
none of that from you. No, it's just so.
No, it's all, yeah, praise and thanksgiving.
That and she just seems like a really soft spoken spirit, a soft spoken sweet spirit. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Is this your second or third Thanksgiving coming up at Union
here at URM?
Yeah,
it's actually on the 27th. I will be here a year, so it'll be my second.
Okay.
Wow.
And it seems like it was just yesterday.
It was.
So you're gonna fry some turkeys with us and all of that other stuff that's coming up soon.
I sure will.
Yeah, they came out.
I sure will.
Yeah, I remember Yalen and Anna and,
mm-hmm,
and the all team. The team coming out,
yeah,
and encouraging us.
Thank
so
you.
We look forward to this Thanksgiving, yes, season, and we're lots of thankfulness for you, Anna, and
yes,
keep doing your amazing work.
Yes.
Oh, I thank you both for your leadership. I have a wonderful boss, Yalen. She's just fantastic. We have a really good, solid team. We're here to serve. We're here to serve every single individual that we work with, and that's something that she's mentioned, and that we're all in sync, that we're here to be of service. If there's anything that you need, as the employees need or anyone that's on the team, then
all right,
you know, they can come and ask for support.
We'll do that, and we're out of time, but we love you. Thank you so much for sharing. On behalf of Union Rescue Mission, I'm Kitty Davis Walker, the VP of Public Relations. Thank you for joining us. Tune in Monday through Friday at 9:30 p.m. and Saturday at 5:30 p.m. for more amazing stories from Skid Row. Don't forget to visit us online this week at urm.org. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at URM. May God bless you and keep you. You've
been listening to Amazing Stories from Skid Row. If your heart is breaking as you hear a story that hits a little too close for comfort, then donate to Union Rescue Mission and help CEO Pastor Andy Bales help the men, women, and children of Union Rescue Mission find their way back home.
I'm compelled to do this as I try to practice what I preached over 30 years ago from Matthew chapter 25. I preach that the way you treat another hurting human being is the way you are treating Jesus himself.
Since 1891, the Union Rescue Mission has embraced men, women, and children experiencing homelessness with the compassion of Christ. Many are victims of circumstances by no fault of their own. It's people like these and others that Union Rescue Mission is offering hope, healing, and a way out of their tragic situation. But we can't do it without your generous donation. So please, help the Union Rescue Mission provide food, clothing, shelter, and other life-changing services for those desperately in need. And visit urm.org/KKLA to donate now.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.